And today we're going to talk about the ability to maintain your peace. Yeah, the ability to maintain your peace. If the enemy can get your peace, if he can get your joy, if he can get you wavering or not peaceful in life, I'm going to show you through the Word of God how it's so important to maintain your peace, not to fall into pieces, but to maintain your peace. Peace is freedom from distress or tranquility. And I just broke it on down, and that's the definition. But also peace is not letting nothing get your joy. Peace. There's a peace that you can get from God that passes all understanding. When all the stuff going on around in the world is happening, you as an individual can be a person that can have peace. Amen? You can have peace when everything is looking disturbed and stuff is happening. And in your own ability, you will lose your mind or something wouldn't happen. But I'm going to show you something. Go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, maintaining your peace. Not to falling to pieces, but how to keep your peace. There's a peace that you can keep that God can give you. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6 through 7. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to read a lot of things today. I'm going to give you stuff on peace and give you a good story to understand it. But peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Here we go. And let the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And if you read on more in this chapter here, I like the scripture here. And one of the things of maintaining your peace is what you allow to get in your spirit. Things that get in your spirit is what you meditate on, what goes in your eyes, your ears, your mouth. And that gets into your heart or gets into your life. If you read verse chapter 8, it says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue of these things, be praised and think on these things. So one way of you not maintaining your peace is if you let things the opposite of that, if you let things that's not a good report stay in your spirit, that can produce a way to ease or dis-ease your peace. Notice a disease, they say a dis-ease or dis-easement. What is something you can let that can be dis-easing you, not letting you keep your good peace? Something is just saying in the scripture, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things of a good report. What's a good report? Good report is what? Good news, right? If you're constantly around negative things and hearing things of bad report, those things that you think on and those things that you become. The Bible says in Matthew, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. What you allow to get in your heart, I'm going to say it with me. And the way things get into your heart, into your life, it's what you put on your eyes, your ears, and your what? Mouth. Go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse real quick. Proverbs chapter 4, I'm going to show you something. You have to be careful what you allow to go inside your heart to get into your life. Once those things go there, it affects you. Proverbs chapter 4. You must guard it. You must protect it. Keep it. Proverbs chapter 4. And when you can do that, I'm going to read on that. I want you to read. I'm going to start at verse 17. For Proverbs chapter 4. For they that eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is darkness. They know not what they stumble. My son, attend unto my words. in the ear of my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy what? Heart. That's the word. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all, thank you, all to their flesh, what I like to hear. But it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So sometimes in life, issues that can be happening in your life is what you're allowing to come in your what? Heart. Heart just don't mean physical heart. Heart means what you're allowing to come in your soul, your mind, your feeler, your thinker, your chooser. So the way I said you allow something to go in your heart is through your eyes, your ears, and your what? Mouth. And that gets into your what? Heart. Another way things get in your heart is what you allow the devil, the thought realm. You must not allow the enemy to work through your life in thought. He said, think on those things that appear, that of a good report. Say this with me, good report. Good report. So when it, the way you start thinking, when I'm thinking good report, I'm thinking good thoughts. And when I'm thinking good thoughts, I have a good mindset. You can also have stinking thinking. If your thinking starts to get negativity against whatever God's word says about you, therefore you're not having now a good report, you have bad thinking. And when you start thinking bad and you start hanging around those type of things, that's how you began to feel. God has given you a strategy for success. I like also here says, verse 24 says, put away from thee forward mouth and perverse lips and far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on and thy eyelids look straight, straight where I'm at. And the eyelids, what verse I'm on? Oh, look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Remove thy foot from evil. I want you to look at something in a different aspect here. When it comes to things that are evil, we know evil means things contrary to what God's word says. That's evil. But also evil, the devil's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. If he can get evil in your eyes, ears, mouth, and allow that to ponder in your heart, now he's working on breaking you down from believing what God says word about you. The Bible just said, we read in Proverbs 4:23, God said, guard your heart, protect what goes on your eyes, your ears, and your mouth. Because if that gets into your heart, you now are not having good report. You're thinking negativity. You're thinking I can't. You're thinking it's not possible. You're thinking the world don't love me. You start thinking those things. If the devil, anything is of his, if it's not building you up and it's tearing you down. When you know something of God is encouraging, something of the devil or enemy is discouraging. God will build you up. Now he may rebuke you and correct you as well, but he's not going to tear you down. Anything when it comes that's tearing you down, that's not of good report. That's a form of it's taking your peace. And you can fall into pieces if you think that God won't provide a way. You think that God don't love you. You think the world is crushing down on you. You have to realize that God is the God of peace. I'm reading more scripture. Go to Isaiah 26, verse 3. I'm going to show you several scriptures today about how you can and take this word and go home and study it for yourself so you can see that God is the God of peace over your life. He wants to see you succeed in every way possible. He loves you. He wants to provide a way of escape for you. But if you allow the devil to take your peace and make you fall into pieces, then you won't see an exit out of this situation. Go to Isaiah 26, verse 3. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. God will keep thee in perfect. So how do you keep your mind on Christ? The word of God is how you keep the mind on Christ. When you put the word in, we don't know the word to be religion, but when we have the word in you, the word of God is the mind of Christ. And if God's word is in you, when the world comes against you, God's word in you will come up in you and you'll believe what the word says instead of what the world says. When things are happening in your life that's going on and you can't sometimes figure it out, what does the word say about your situation? If you believe what God's word says, that what the world says, you will keep your peace. Say it with me, Lord, I will maintain my peace. I will not fall into pieces. If I keep my peace, he said, who mind is, see, you read the scripture, but it says, who mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. You trust in God. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will lead, guide, and direct your path. But when it comes to this, how can sometime in our own mind, if we don't have the mind of Christ in us, we'll go to what we are familiar with or only what we know? That's why it's important for you to have the word of God in you, for you to yourself, that you take time to spend time with God, to have the word in you. Somebody say, oh, the word might seem boring, or the word might seem this. When you're feeding your spirit and it's growing, when something comes, what is in you is what's going to come out you. It's just like a bank account. Whatever is deposited in an account, when it's time for you to pull it out, that's what's there. Same thing spiritually you must see. If I put the word in me spiritually, I have strength to withdraw from that spiritual account. A lot of folks don't take time for the spiritual account. They don't make time for prayer. They have the bank account. They have the investments. They have nothing wrong with that. The stocks and the money, nothing wrong with that. But what about your spiritual side? What about when something comes and hits and you don't know quite what to do? If you have the word of God in your spiritual account, you can withdraw that. Somebody say, Brother Terrence, how do you know so much word? Because it's what I take time to put in my spiritual account. When the word is in the spiritual account, when things come my way, he said, trials and tribulations will come, but be ye of good cheer. The spiritual account, when you have the word in the spiritual account, now you can pull from it and you won't fall contrary to what's going on around you. The word will bring you peace. Don't think of the word as something religious or someone just quoting scriptures. It's a deposit in your spiritual account. Say it with me. A deposit in your what? Spiritual account. And when you can deposit that word in your spiritual account, now you can withdraw from it. I said, Joshua 1:8, meditate on the word day and night. Therefore, shall make your way prosperous and you will have what? Good success in life. Because you put something in that account. Now you can pull from it. So when trials come, you can resist the devil and he'll flee if you have that in your spiritual account. Well, you take God's word and put it in you. When you take time to praise and worship God and honor that, it's what you're allowing to be fed in your spiritual account. That's what the word is. It's feeding your spiritual account. And a lot of times the devil, he don't want you to feed that. The word of God is the incorruptible seed. It's one of the most strongest and important things you can do in your life. But a lot of folks sometimes don't talk about that. They say, get a good job. Nothing wrong with that. Go to college. Nothing wrong with that. All those type of things are good, but what about if you're failing spiritually and something's in your life and you can't figure it out? Remember, you came from God. God created you. He knows all things in it. You have to see that I must take time to get myself in his word, to feed myself spiritually. Go to John chapter 14, verse 27. What are you putting in is what's coming out. What are you allowing in? It's what you're putting in. Even what you watch, I like good movies and stuff, but certain things, if it's negativity, all this meant I can't allow it to come in my heart. Guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. John chapter 14, verse 27. I'll read a few scriptures to build you up before I get to this story I want. I like what it says. I'm going to read 26 on down. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you. Look at that. Peace I leave with you. This is Jesus talking in the red. My peace I give you, not as the world giveth thee unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He said, my peace I leave. See, a peace that you get from, see, the world's peace, they might, you go through something, they might tell you to go out here and drink a little bit. The world peace might tell you to go and smoke some marijuana, do something out of it. The world peace might tell you to do something and go get a bunch of women. But let me tell you something, there's a peace that passes all understanding that you can get a peace from God. And when you get that, he said, my peace I leave with you. I want that peace. Amen. Jesus is a one that is a way maker. He's a peace that he can leave with you.
give you a peace that somebody says, how you walk around so peaceful? How you don't even look your age? What is it about you? It's a peace on the inside that passes all understanding. You could get that peace. He's the peace. He's a peaceful person when you come in contact with Jesus. And that peace that you want, if you take time to spend with him, he could give you that peace. And I say, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. There's a time you could go in his presence. I can go in prayer and stuff I could be going through. And like I get a peace. And somebody say, how you get that peace? Because within myself, I know it's going to be all right. We read today in the scripture how all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. All things work together. So if you believe whatever you may be going through. Now, if you self-inflicted something. What I mean by that, somebody go ahead and you know, they'll go ahead and steal something from a store, steal a car, and then they go to jail and say, all things work together. I said, that wasn't God. That's something you self-inflicted. And you have to deal with the consequences behind it. You can ask God to forgive you, but you created that. But all things that work together, if you see in your mindset, no matter what you go through, if you stick with God, if you see it working out for your good, if you see yourself getting better, you will have the mindset and keep peace that when something happens that you don't understand, a peace that passes all understanding, say, well, I don't quite understand that, but guess what? I know God gonna work it out. I don't quite understand it, but I know God gonna make a way. Somebody might say, oh, I lost my job. You don't know what you know. If you stick with God, no matter what happened in that, God will provide a way for you. Amen. The scriptures say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. So if you say in your mind, I don't understand that. And if you did everything you were supposed to do and it wasn't self-inflicted. Now some folks say, well, I lost my job. I said, nah, it's some stuff. Did you create the weapon? Did you not show up for work on time? Were you lackadaisy and stealing stuff and doing stuff you weren't supposed to do? Then now you have to deal with the consequences of what you did and ask God to forgive you and he can restore you. Amen. But if it's something that just happened and it wasn't your fault and y'all got laid off or whatever happened, trust God and believe that God will provide a way of escape for you. And when you have that hope to continue on, now you won't fall into pieces. Falling to pieces. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. You start panicking. Pieces, you start to panic. Pieces, you get in fear. Pieces, you have anxiety. Pieces, you have worry. But a peace of God, you'll say, oh, God, I trust you. I trust you that you'll take care of me. And if you have that peace, if you have that mindset that God will take care of you no matter what it looks like when things begin to rattle and shake a little, something goes on, you say, God, I know you got me. Then now you're seeing the peace that's passing all understanding. Go to Psalms 34. I'm going to show you some scriptures here. So I like to show you in the word. If I can't show you in the word, how can I build you up? His word is what's going to build you up. I can't change you. A church can't change you. A person can't change you. But God's word is what's going to change you. You believing in Christ is what's going to change you. Believing in what Jesus can do is what's going to change you. That's what's going to change you. That relationship you have with Jesus. Psalms 34, verse 12. Psalms 34, verse 12. It says, that's what I want. Yeah. When a man is... What a man is, he desires life and loveth many days and may see good. And I keep reading. I'm going to keep reading. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lip from speaking gall. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous and the ears are upon unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil and cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry and the Lord what heareth, and I like this, the Lord heareth and he what delivereth them out of all their troubles. The righteous cry and he what heareth, say it, and he what heareth, say it, and he what heareth and he delivers. He hears and he delivers. Ooh, I like that. He hears and he delivers. I like how one scripture say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He delivers. He will heal. He delivers. He will supply. You got to see him as a deliverer in your life. He will deliver what he say he can do. He is a deliverer. He is what he say he is. That's why you have a relationship with God. Not religion. Relationship says, I have a relationship connected with God. I like how that scripture says, he hears the righteous cry and the Lord heareth, verse 17, and deliver them out of all. He didn't say, this scripture, it didn't say some of your trouble. It said what? All your troubles. Troubles. You can get so much God in you that when trouble comes, you could trouble it. Because you say, I ain't worried about trouble. I trust God. I have the troubler to overcome whatever trouble comes inside me, to overcome whatever trouble comes my way. I have God in me to overcome whatever trouble comes. Trouble comes, I can overcome because I have the overcomer in me, because Christ is in me, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if you know you have that in you, whatever tries to come your way, you can be an overcomer. Say, I am an overcomer. I am a winner. With God on my side, I can do all things because I have his strength. I have who? His strength. His strength. That's another form of peace. His strength. When you got his strength, you got his peace. When you got his strength, you got his joy. When you got his joy, you got an ability to pass and overcome things that somebody in the natural would say, how did you make it out of that situation? How did you do it? Because you have the strength of God dwelling in you. I want you to visualize something. I want you to see a Christian as one of the most powerful people on the face of the earth. If you know that Christ is in you, and you know that there's a power living and breathing on the inside of you to help you in the time of trouble. That's the reason for the Holy Spirit. We read it today. He's a comforter. He can get it. He's a comforter. He said, I send you the Holy Spirit and I send you peace, the comforter. The Holy Spirit can give you answers in the midst of something. The Holy Spirit can give you peace in the time of trouble. He wants to be your friend. Even though he's a gentleman and he speaks in a peaceful way, he wants to connect with you to be your friend. The older I get, I want to be more closer to Christ. I want to be friends with Jesus to get to know him for myself. When you can have him as a friend, nothing wrong with human friends. I got friends. But when you can have Christ, the center of your friendship, that you can go through something, you can say, God, help me. And he actually delivers. It was something I was going through this week with the training. And I was praying about it. I said, God, I need help with that. But you'll be there with me. And some way or another, he delivered. He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way out of nowhere. He'll provide a way of escape if you just continue to believe that God can do it. He is deliverer. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's everything that he says he can be. But if you believe that in your heart, that God will deliver me. Many are the fits of the righteous, but my God will deliver me out of them all. Every last one of them. Go to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. I'm showing you stuff in the Word of God that you could take back and apply for yourself. God is a deliverer. Yes, he is. He's a deliverer. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. It says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's ways please the Lord. See, you could be at a job or at school or whatever, and some people you just say, they just don't like me. They coming against me. They saying things about me to try to hurt me. They saying, I'll do what God's word says. He said, when your enemy do you wrong, do them good. Why is that? It's to keep your heart peaceful. I didn't say get over there and get ran over like a Mack truck and let them just use it, walk on you like a mat. That's not what I'm saying. But when your enemies do you wrong, the word God say, it says, do them good. Do something good because you keeping your heart in peace so God can speak to you to deliver and tell you what to do in those situations. If you look at God as God is omnipresent, that he's up high
looking down on your life and wanting to see you succeed, and you know you have a connection with him, now you're walking around, and one of the words I said before, with confidence. Confidence is having God on your side, and with you and him together, you can conquer things in life. But when you have that confidence in you, which is confidence combined with you and God together, and with y'all combined, you cannot be stopped. Now you walk around with a sense of ownership to know you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Some folks may say, I don't know my mom, I don't know my dad, I don't know this person. But let me tell you something. If you get born again and get in Christ, you're connected to something. Now you're in the kingdom. You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus is over your life. Jesus, now you have a connection. So one of the key things, if you don't know Christ, you say your family may have abandoned you. Folks may have done that. Accept Jesus Christ in your life. And now you have the blood in you. Your blood bought right. You're connected to Christ. Now you've been made righteous through Christ. And that peace that you've been looking for is coming because it comes to you through Christ. I don't care about all the earthly things, nothing wrong with nice stuff. But there, if you don't have Christ, there's something always missing. You can't figure it out. You say, I don't know what it is. I got every car I want. I got a nice big house. I got millions in the bank. I got everything, but something is still missing. I don't know what it is. You need to connect back to the one that created you, which is Christ. God, connect back to him and allow your spiritual account now to be raised up. And when you have the spiritual account high in Christ, now you can walk around with a peace. As a Christian, ain't nothing wrong with being successful. There's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong, but you can, if you have that spiritual account raised up as well as the other accounts raised up, you'll walk around in peace. You'll walk around in joy. And they say, what it is about you, I don't know, because you have now a spiritual connection. If you have never accepted Christ, you're spiritually dead. If you never accepted him, allow him to walk into your life, you figure out, what's wrong with me? Something is missing. You're spiritually dead. But when you accept him and you say, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and I allow him to come in, now your spirit is awakened to righteousness. That for me is awakened, and it's like a priest there. And somebody said, I don't know what it is. It's a light that's on you because your spirit now has been awakened to life. So waking, hope is there, peace is there, joy is there. They say, man, I want that. Now you must accept Christ in your life in order to have that peace. You don't accept him in your life to have that peace. So what's missing? What's missing, Jesus? You mean you want to have a relationship with me? Yes. Not churched relationship. We come to church because we want to get to know more about God. It's like going to college or getting a continuing education. You come to church. When you go somewhere where you can grow, you start getting an understanding what Christ is, who Christ is, and he wants to be in me. He said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you ask anything in my name, I give it unto you. Abide means to take up residence. If you're abiding in me, getting close to me, getting to know me, that's why I be begging, saying, folks, please get to know Christ. Please spend time with God. I can't make you come to church. I can't make you read your Bibles. But if you get a closer relationship with God, then he'll give you answers. He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy that you'll be an overcomer of the world. And the world be like, well, everybody else giving up and taking their lives and doing stuff. See, the key, let me tell you something. If the devil ever try to get you to take your life, he's afraid of what you're trying to become. Suicide is a permanent condition for a temporary situation. The devil don't want you to get successful. The devil don't want you to finish your destiny. I'm talking to somebody who listened to it on the podcast. If the devil trying to tell you to take your life, he don't want you to finish the process. He sees something good that God is trying to do in you. So he wants you gone. You take your life. Mikando, God got something big in store for you. Permanent condition for a temporary situation. You done lost your children and half of your life and you think there's no hope. Jesus will provide a way of escape for you. You put that gun down. You leave those drugs alone. You stop thinking of doubt and disbelief in your heart and know that God will provide a way of escape for me. He loves you too much. Put that gun down and get yourself together and realize that perfect love casts out all fear. And God wants to take you to another level like you ain't never been seen before. He wants you on a path of success. You choose Christ, So don't you dare take the life that God given you. The devil afraid of you becoming developed. Strong in the word. Strong in this world. He's afraid of a Christian like that. Philippians 1:6 says, be confident of this very one thing. He which began a good work will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. He don't want you to finish. He wants you to quit. So I'm telling you, every doubtful spirit, get up and trust God. Get up and believe. Don't let them thoughts stay there and mutter. Trust. Give them a good report. Good report. You think of a good report of seeing yourself winning. A good report of seeing yourself succeeding. Don't you dare. And watch what comes out of your mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you hear, you begin to believe. Quit saying you can't. Quit saying nobody love you. Quit start saying I can do all things to Christ. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And what you began to hear over and over, you began to leave. Same thing with fear. If you start saying, I can't do this. This is too hard. The world, I'm so tired. The devil says, yeah, keep talking because your tongue is speaking death. Speak life. Say it with me, speak life. If I speak life in my circumstances, I will see myself winning. If I speak death in my circumstances, I will see myself as defeated and a loser. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, what you say about yourself consistently. When I walk around my house, I just say to myself, I'm a winner. I can do all things through Christ. But the devil's out saying, oh, you can't. What this? I'm a winner. Glory to God. I can do all things through Christ. And something inside me stands up and say, that's right, Terry, you're a winner. Hey! And I walk around with joy when the devil tries to bring you down. You must speak what you want. Speak it. Say it. When you speak those things, you begin to hear it and you begin to believe it. So don't sit there when it comes to negative thought. The devil just will. I'm successful. I believe God. I know I can do this. God is with me. He loved me. Perfect love casts out all fear. God is with me. It's going to be all right. They say, oh, God, they're speaking that word over their life. They're speaking it. They're believing it. And their spiritual account is rising higher and higher and higher. And your spiritual account can rise higher and higher. That God could tell you, God is such a good guy that he could tell you what to do in this physical world, that money won't even be an issue. But guess what? You could be to the point that you totally trust God. See, money ain't an issue. Ain't a problem. But God looking for someone who can keep those values and godly in them on this earth to give him all the praise and all the glory. Go to 2 Thessalonians Chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. It says, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. In all means, the Lord be with you, be with you all. Now the Lord, so he's the Lord of what? Peace. He's the Lord of what? Peace. Give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you all. He give you peace. Eases your spirit, peace. Calms you down, peace. You say, God, thank you for that peace. Remember, I told you, the devil want to get you in panic, worry, and anxiety. God wants you to have peace. Keep your peace. It keeps your peace. Evidence of peace is a evidence of a person saying, I trust God. No matter what, I trust you, God. My family's saying this. People say, no matter what, God, I trust you. If I keep my peace, I keep my joy. And the Bible said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So if I keep my peace, I can keep my joy, then I keep my strength. If the devil can take your peace, he can take your joy and he can make you weak. Keep your peace, keep your joy, you keep your strength. That makes sense. Keep your peace, you keep your joy, you keep your strength. I'll show you some more scripture. We're wrapping things up. But go to Psalms 32 and 2. I like to show you stuff in the Word to build you up. Psalms 32 and 2. Psalms 32 and 2. It says, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no gold. What? Blessed? How is that? Blessed means empowered to prosper or empowered to succeed. What does it mean? It said, blessed is the man whose impurity, not iniquity. Iniquity is his own way or her own way. And whose spirit is not of gall. A gall of anger or bitterness of strife. Why is that man blessed or that woman blessed? Because that person, now they're opening their spiritual account where God can deposit things in it so they can hear. That's why. Keep that spiritual account. But if you have iniquity, which is my way, I ain't going to change. I ain't never going to listen. That's iniquity. Doing what you want to do. Just refuse to change regardless. That's iniquity. And whose spirit there is no gold. That means that you're not blaming others for your faults or you're accusing others. You've found peace within yourself to forgive. When you have that, thank you, Holy Spirit, now God can speak to you and tell you answers in your life, what you need to do. Keep the peace. Keep showing you some stuff. Go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. I'm going to get through this story. We're going to wrap it up a little bit. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. It says, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. But to the counselor of peace is what? Joy. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. Just like I just told you, what goes in your eyes, your ears, and your mouth gets into your heart. And if you don't have positive things or things lining up with the Word of God, that can be an imagined evil or image of evil. Anything that's evil is contrary to what God says. But to the counselors of peace and joy, there shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. All these things, see, this stuff I'm showing you in the Word of God, peace and joy. Lying lips, verse 22, are abomination to the Lord, but the deal truly are his delight. When you really love God, you hate lying. When you really love God, you want to be a holy person. Holiness ain't going around with no makeup on. I walk around with big white shoes on. I'm holy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That holiness don't mean holy. Amen. Holiness means you love what God loves and you hate what God hates. Nothing wrong with wearing makeup is looking right. Nothing wrong with taking care of yourself. All that stuff, people just take it out of context. But if you love God, when you do wrong, you quickly say, God, I was wrong for that. Because your heart say, I want to know you. Holiness is loving what God loves and hating what God hates. So if God hated, a holy person says, I don't want to do that because I know that's going to hurt my relationship with God. I walk around with things on their head and I don't wear no makeup. I look this and I seen folks do all that. And just as mean, ain't got no joy in them. Ain't got no peace. That don't mean that God is with you when it comes to that. You have to love what God loves and hate what God hates. Go to Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when the even had was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. It was on the boat. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm. And when the waves beat into the ship, so that it was not full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they wake him and saying to him, Master, carest not, we perish. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? How are ye so fearful?
In other words, imagine this story here. Here go Jesus. The boat's going and everything. Jesus is back there asleep on a pillow. They say, Jesus, look what all going on. You ain't afraid. And Jesus was like, man, y'all don't really realize who I am. Storm, peace be still. Boat start rocking. Storm went down. And they say, Jesus, what did you do? They said, you know, I'm the one that brings peace. Can there be some storms in your life that could be happening? And you say, do you really trust God? He said, oh, ye little of faith, if you knew that I'm the way maker, I'm the peacemaker, I'm the one that can bring you peace. I'm the one that can bring you joy. And they said they was afraid of him because they were like, how could he make the winds and sea obey? Who is this man? He is the Christ, the Messiah, the one that can bring you peace. That brought the peace. That passes all understanding. I'm going to show you this last story. We're ready to wrap it up. I like this story here. So God is the God of peace. Go to Daniel chapter 6. We know about Daniel and the lions. Then we're going to get ready to wrap it down. I like this story here because when this happened with Daniel, he had to have some peace in the midst of what was happening in his life. What all the stuff he was accused of, because we know the story of Daniel. You can look at verse 16. We're going to read on down. But the story of Daniel, where they had decreed it, Daniel, that he could not pray to his God anymore. Daniel had a relationship with the king, and he could not pray with his God anymore. They said, because the decree was put out, if you pray to your God, you'll have to be thrown in the lion's den. You have to pray to this God now, not your God, Daniel. So you read the story. Daniel was, he was discovered praying to his God still. Some folk went and told on him, snitched on him, they say. Daniel over there praying to his God still. King, the man that you say is such a good person, had haters. He over there praying to his God. He's not supposed to be doing that because you signed this decree. He's like, the king was like, yeah, you're right. And he knew how much respect he had for Daniel. So based on this king, we have to put him in the lion's den. The king said, yeah, you're right. Based on what they're saying. You can follow, because I paraphrase, I read this story. And so they went and they go get Daniel. Go get Daniel because he disobeyed my rules. And put him in the lion's den. Now I want you to read this. When they put him in the lion's den, the king knew that Daniel had a relationship with God. But he was afraid. He had to do what he had said he was going to do because he told everybody that they had to bow to that God. And look at verse 16. And then the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the lion's den. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, I like what the king said. He said, Daniel, this somebody was, he said, thy God, which thou servest continually, what did the king say? He will deliver thee. In other words, Daniel, I've been watching your life, how you live, even though I got to do this and I don't want to do this. He said, your God going to deliver you, Daniel. Because you got someone, you got a connection with God. Your God gonna deliver you. You gotta say that to yourself. Your God gonna deliver you, Terry. Your God gonna deliver you, Jack. Your God gonna deliver you, John. You gotta say that, my God gonna deliver thee. And the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. The king fasted for Daniel. His life impacted Daniel. Neither was instruments of music brought before him. His sleep went before him. He couldn't even sleep. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went and hastened to the den of the lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a loud voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God. I did wrong. I didn't want to put you in there. It's that God whom thou servest continually able to deliver you from these lions, Daniel. Daniel, I put you in this place, but I know that God can deliver you. See, sometimes you can be in a place and you say, can God deliver me? Yes, he can. Can God get me out of this? Yes, he can. And he said, Daniel, did God deliver you from those lions? And the king was concerned. Was he going to hear his voice? Did the lions eat him up? Rah. Tear him apart.
Could he hear his voice? See, something you can go through. You think it's going to eat you up? No. Stay focused. You can hear his voice. God hear you. Then said Daniel unto the king with the lions walking around him. They didn't touch him. He said, King, I live. The king said, oh, my God. Open it up. And when they opened it up, one thing I looked at, it said that the lions was walking around Daniel, and he was standing in the middle with the peace of God on. See, we ain't going to be putting no lions then. But you're going to go through some things in life that you're going to say, I wonder, can God really deliver me out of this? And if you read the story, when the king came, he said, get Daniel out of there. The lions didn't touch him. You read one translation, it said, angels came in and shut the lion's mouth. They couldn't touch him. The peace of God was in that lion. Jesus, the peace of God, showed up in that lion's den. And what was amazing was, after the peace of God showed up there, and the king couldn't even sleep. I say that to yourself. Are you a person that lives a certain way that people see God in you and respect the God that's in you? Not so much you as a person, but the God that's in you. Daniel was such an impactful person to the king. He said, Daniel, I know your God will deliver you. I seen your God. You got to say to yourself, I know my God will deliver me. He's too good to fail. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's the beginning and the end. He's Alpha and the Omega. He's everything he said he's going to be. He can deliver me. And if you read the story here, it says, my God, verse 22, has sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. For much as before, him innocent was found in me, and also before the king have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. You can read the story later on. The same folks that tried to do him wrong, the king said, y'all get in the lion's mouth, in the lion's den. And the lions, it said, tore every bone in anybody up. What I'm trying to say is, even in that story there, we're not going to have no lion's dens we got to go to. But you're going to have stuff in your life sometimes that you don't quite understand. But you could be the same way Daniel trusted God. He said, Daniel, did your God deliver you? And Daniel said, yes, king, my God delivered me. You got to be the same way in life. Then when you go through something, you'll say, did your God deliver you? And your part should be, yes, my God delivered me. Was you sick and you made it out of this? Yes, my God healed me. Yes, my God supplied all my needs. Yes, my God did exactly what he said he was going to do. That's a person that has a peace with God that passes what? All understanding. If there's anything you ever get from me, there is a such thing as a relationship with Jesus. You could talk to him. He'll talk back to you. You could read his word. He'll give you revelation knowledge on it. And you'll go, man, I ain't never seen that before. He'll give you insight on stuff. When you get insight and understanding, that is of you knowing that there's a relationship that he wants you to have with him continually. Getting to know him. If you keep that maintaining your peace and not falling to pieces, and you maintain that peace, this world won't overtake you. This world could be rough without God, I don't care. Rough when you're trying to please everybody. Rough when some folks don't like you. Rough when you did everything for folks all to accept you and they still don't accept you. What do? You have to go back to the first thing. God loves me. Perfect love casts out all fear. God loves me. It sounds childish, but as the older I get, I say to myself every day, God loves me. We know all the little stuff. Jesus loved the little children. You know the stuff we see in Sunday school. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, we are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. We heard that in high Sunday school. But guess what? He loves us. We still his children. You know, you grown up. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Like I said, red and yellow, black and white. We are precious in his sight. So color ain't got nothing to do with it. He loves the children. The ones who connected to them, he loves them. He had to take care of you. He got to provide a way of escape for you because he loves you. And as you connected to God and you're connected to the kingdom, you know that God does love you. Amen? Don't ever think that God don't love you. I'm going to say if you think we're going to say we're going to go. Don't and keep putting God's word and feeding your spiritual account so God could tell you what to do. Feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. That's something a pastor said in Atlanta. I used to always hear. But feed your faith. Keep feeding your faith. Keep feeding yourself the word of God and see yourself overcoming. Say that with me. Say, Father God, I thank you that I am a believer in your word. I thank you. I walk in faith. I don't walk in fear. I thank you that I have peace that passes all understanding. And I do have a joy on the inside that only comes from you. I thank you, Lord, for your joy and your peace in my mouth, in my life. Let the word in my mouth, meditation in my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank y'all for coming. This word should impact your life. Apply it and do it, and you'll become a better person based on the word of God. Amen.